The month of March is named after the Roman god of war, Mars. However, in Old English, it bore a different moniker, Rethmonath. The term spring clean, coined in the 19th century, carries with it a variety of theories regarding its association with the seasonal ritual of deep cleaning. Meanwhile, asparagus, a springtime vegetable, once carried an Old English name that translates to earth navel. This episode is dedicated to etymology associated with the spring season. Etymology is the study of the origins of words. I'm Leon, and this is Etymolion, Word History. Astronomically, spring begins on March 20th and ends around the 20th or 21st of June. Meteorologically, spring covers the months of March, April, and May. The name for the season has Old English origins from springan, which meant to leap or jump, as it still does. It wasn't until the Middle English period in the 16th century that spring became a reference to the season, originating from the phrase springing time, noting the rising of plants. Earlier in the Middle English period, the term prim temps might have been used to describe the season, a term borrowed from Old French that evolved into the modern French term for spring, printemps. Etymologically, it translates to first time, deriving from the Latin words primus, meaning first, and tempus, meaning time. The word vernal is associated with all things spring, deriving its root from the Latin word vers, V-E-R-S, meaning spring. You may have heard of the dish primavera, which typically consists of pasta, spring vegetables, and cream sauce. Primavera translates to first spring or early spring, with prima deriving from the Latin word for first, or in this context early, and vera from vers, meaning spring. The idea behind the name of the dish is that it features springtime vegetables. Despite its Italian-sounding name, the dish is actually a North American invention from the 1970s, with some confusion surrounding its true origin. Blossom is a word of Old English origin, deriving from blosmar, meaning flower. By the 14th century, in addition to referring to a flower, it also came to signify coming into flower. Bloom is another term that might be used to describe flowering. This word has Old Norse origins, stemming from the word blorm, meaning flower. Both blossom and bloom have distinct origins, but ultimately, both trace back to the Germanic language family. Although both words were and are references to flowers, the word flower is more common. Flower has Latin roots, passed through the Old French fleur, itself derived from the Latin flors. In the Middle Ages, flower also had a meaning of the best part of something, notably used in the context of wheat meal, referring to the grain that remains after milling, giving us the word flour, F-L-O-U-R. The term spring clean dates back to the late 19th century. But the practice of deep cleaning associated with the season has earlier origins. One theory suggests that the warmer weather of spring encouraged people to clean away the soot and grime accumulated from coal and wood fires during the winter months. Another theory traces the origin of spring cleaning to the Persian New Year period of Nowruz, which emphasizes cleaning, renewal, and family gatherings. Additionally, the Catholic tradition of cleaning the church altar before Good Friday and the Jewish custom of cleaning the home before Passover are cited as possible influences on the practice of spring cleaning. The expression spring chicken refers to a young person, often used humorously to imply someone who is not as young as they used to be. This phrase likely originated from medieval farming, where young chickens were more valuable than older ones due to their tender meat, making them easier to sell and more profitable. Let's explore the etymology of the meteorological months of spring. March derives its name from Mars, the Roman god of war. In Old English, the month was known as Rethmanath, with Reth believed to signify an Anglo-Saxon goddess of victory named Redda, and Monath, meaning month. April in Old English was known as Astermanath, supposedly named after the goddess of dawn, Astre, whose name lives on in the word Easter. The term April entered English from Old French, sounding something like avril. It comes from the Latin aprilis, but further etymology is uncertain. May takes its name from the Roman goddess Maia. In Old English, the month was called Thrimilkilmanath, translating to month of three milks, reflecting a time of the year when milk from livestock was abundant. Lamb is a meat that holds a strong association with the spring season in Britain. Interestingly, the term lamb is unique among meats, in that it retains the same name as the animal it comes from. While terms for animals such as cows and pigs change to beef and pork respectively when they hit the plate, lamb serves as both the word for the young sheep and the meat itself, originating from the Old English lamb, unlike pork and beef, which trace their roots back to French. The National Trust, a prominent UK organisation dedicated to preserving historic sites and natural landscapes, offers a comprehensive guide to seasonal British foods. During spring, a variety of seasonal vegetables come into focus, including asparagus, kale, and radishes. Asparagus traces its origins back to the ancient Greek word asparagos. In Middle English, the vegetable was known as sparag, before evolving into asparagus, supplanting the Old English term ayorthnarvalar, where ayorth means earth and narvalar means navel. Kale's etymology can be linked to the Latin calis, written as caulis, meaning a stalk or stem, also the root of the word cauliflower. Radish is of Old English descent but is not Germanic. Instead, it's borrowed from the Latin radix, meaning the root of a plant. In Britain, the emergence of daffodils is a signifier of the spring season. The Netherlands, the largest exporter of flowers worldwide, likely played a role in shaping the term for this iconic yellow flower. The Middle English term affodil transitioned to daffodil around the mid-16th century, influenced by the Dutch language. This transformation can likely be traced back to the Dutch article de, meaning the, which gradually merged with affodil to become daffodil. The word daffodil finds its origins in the Latin asporodelos and the ancient Greek aspidelos. Let's delve into the etymology of young animals associated with spring in Britain. The term bunny is believed to have originated from the 16th century dialectal term bun, initially referring to a squirrel. By the 17th century, it had evolved to signify a rabbit. Interestingly, during the Middle Ages, rabbit was used to describe the young, while adults were called cronies. However, from the 18th century onwards, rabbit replaced crony as the term for adults. As for chick, its connection to chicken is probable, but surprisingly, that is not definitively confirmed. Chicken traces back to the Old English word cuchen. May marks the typical onset of birthing season for deer. Young deer are called fawns, a term derived from the Old French faune, ultimately rooted in the Latin fœtus, which also serves as the origin for the English word fetus. Flowers and plants have long served as sources of inspiration for given names. Daisy originates from the Old English term dioxia, meaning day's eye, reflecting the flower's habit of opening its petals at sunrise. Hyacinth derives from the ancient Greek word hyacinthos, meaning a dark blue or purple gem. It entered English as jacinth via French, before the form closer to its Greek root hyacinth replaced it in the 16th century. Primrose translates from Latin to first rose, describing the early bloom of these flowers in the spring season. The name heath finds its roots in the Old English hath. It has a different root to the name heather, which originates from the Old English hadder. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, give it a rating or review. I hope this episode has inspired you to look up the history of words. Remember, language, history, etymology, and pronunciations can be complex and elusive. Keep in mind that perspectives may vary on the origins of words. Catch up on previous episodes and follow the podcast for more.